I love music because of the way it makes me feel. I love music because of the people that are in it. And I love music because of the things it allows me to do. So I started piano in kindergarten, and then I started violin in fifth grade, and then I started viola in seventh grade. So at this point, I've had 5 to 6 years on the viola.
Crystal Shuey is a senior at Carmel High School. She plays the viola in the Camerata and Symphony Orchestras. Music has been a big part of her life for a long time, and it has become one of her biggest passions. You're listening to Music to My Ears on 91.3 WHJE. I'm Anna Nelson.
I think my first concrete memory was my first piano lesson with my teacher, Edda Srbanova, and I got absolutely railed on during that lesson. It always just kind of stuck with me as this idea of music being this unreachable perfect. And we always, as musicians, try to get closer and closer, but for a lot of us, just depending on where we lay in our interests and our commitment levels, that looks different for everybody. I think at one point in middle school, because a lot of the other students were learning, like, what is a bow? What is a violin? How does this make sense together? A lot of the students who had already taken private lessons were asked to step outside into the practice rooms so we don't disturb them and we can also continue to work on our own private musical development.
Director of orchestras Elizabeth Ole Davis believes that Crystal's self-advocacy has been a key to her success in the orchestra program at Carmel.
Crystal came in as a really strong player, and I would say one of the things that really made her stand out was the fact that she self-advocated for herself. Somehow she got left off the list of middle school recommendees for Philharmonic Orchestra, and she contacted Mr. Frizzy after eighth grade and said, I haven't gotten an invitation to Philharmonic. And Mr. Frizzy emailed me, and she auditioned late, but obviously she did a great job. And so she was able to join us in Philharmonic right off the bat, and she has progressed steadily ever since through Symphony and then now in Camerata.
Thomas Chen directs the Symphony and Camerata Orchestras at Carmel High School. Throughout his time teaching here, he has seen the impact of Crystal's leadership skills on the orchestra.
Crystal adds another level of leadership as a senior member of Camerata Orchestra. So she's not afraid to ask questions about the music and sometimes gives pointed feedback about the group's playing and what she's hearing. So she already has a lot of the young adult qualities that we try to instill in students in their time in high school.
Associate Director of Orchestras Maggie Height agrees that Crystal's leadership is essential to the orchestra.
When I think of Crystal, that's one of the first words that comes to mind, leadership. I think she's just such a strong leader in the program. We saw that her freshman year, but I think that leadership has just continued to blossom. She just has that leadership when she plays, and then she asks the questions that maybe others haven't thought of or are like too shy maybe to ask in front. So she really adds a lot to this section. I think that she has a presence about her. I think she just does, you know, walk in a room and like immediately, like you kind of know she's there. She's not someone who would shy away. She's has presence.
Camerata is a group of right now 16 string musicians, supposedly a lot more of the more experienced members, possibly more technically and musically advanced than our symphony counterparts. We're supposed to be seen as leadership roles in the symphony and just generally know our stuff and do it well. Theoretically, I'm supposed to practice an hour a day, which I think was definitely a reality in freshman and sophomore year. But in junior and senior year, when you have things like college apps and ACT and SAT, it quickly turns into, at best, 45 minutes a day on non-rehearsal days. And at worst, you just don't really practice. One of the things I always try to do is to plan out my practice before I practice, which sounds really extra, but it's really helpful. For example, if I know that I need to get this portion of a song up to like 120 beats a quarter note, I'll just work on that until I get to 120. Once I did, I can check it off my list and move on. That way I can do a lot of things in the time that I have and not just be so ingrained on one and I don't know what to move on once that's done. Over time, I've really developed a love for it. I think it's a really good way to express yourself and a really good way to pursue that self-fulfillment, self-enjoyment. Well, if we're performing, I get very nervous. But when I'm just playing music on my own, it makes me feel very passionate at times, or other times very peaceful, just depending on the type of music that I'm playing. But I think I always come out a little bit emotionally lighter, so to speak, like I have expressed something. One of my favorite part is the community that you build. A lot of my really good friends in school all play string instruments. Most of them are all in symphony. And I think just growing up together, so to speak, from freshman year to senior year, you really get to see the evolution of musicians alongside you. Sophomore year, we were nearing ISMA state competition, which is our big flagship competition of the year, and it's a kerfuffle, and we were having really hard rehearsals all in a row. And I think in this one rehearsal, it was like the last one, or maybe the second to last one right before state, and I just had this moment of pure clarity in my rehearsal. I was like, the music sounds beautiful, I'm playing this like right, or as right as I can in my technical stage that I was, and I felt so at peace. And that is one of those things that I think, as a musician, for me, I constantly chase, but I so rarely get to feel, and I felt it in that moment. I think one of the two big things it's taught me is, one, time management. Music can suck up a lot of time, unfortunately, even though we wish we could spend so much time on it. So something really important to me is just being able to very carefully budget and get the most bang for your buck in terms of time. Another thing that it has really benefited me with is just creating a sense of community, creating a group that I belong in and that I love what I do in there. One thing that I wish someone would have told me before is just go for it. I think a lot of times we're all so focused on this idea of perfection, like the notes have to be perfectly there. Everything has to sound really good. But in reality, music is more about the way you feel, how you connect with the audience, rather than what very concretely and directly comes out of your instrument.
All music in this piece was played by Crystal Shuey. To hear previous episodes of Music to My Ears, go to whje.com. For WHJE, this has been Anna Nelson. More stories like this can be found at WHJE.com. Thank you.